Alright, I'm ready, so if anyone wants to give me an intro.
Episode 10!
At least he didn't scream.
A little better. He didn't max out completely.
It still be loud.
At least he didn't.
It's episode 11.
God damn it!
Do you want to try?
No, I'm done.
Too late.
Did you get that wrong?
It was 9 last week. That's why I said 10.
Let's go before it starts.
That's your system, the board, yep. And you fucked it up.
Yep.
Your 0 kind of looks like almost an 8. Over yeah. 2, 3. So make sure you know when we're done here.
It could be mistaken as a 6.
Now leave the 8. Change the change the second 1 to a 7.
What is that?
Now it's a Jesus fish.
There would be 1748.
You made, okay, 4 fish. 40 fish.
A goldfish.
Yeah, baby.
It's a goddamn Jesus fish. 1738.
Thank you for hearing that.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I told him to change the second 1 to a 7, so it'd be
1748.
Yeah, baby.
It's white Fetty Wap. Anyway.
Episode 11 of Over the Top.
Thank you, Shane.
You're welcome. Now, shut everybody up.
Who's on this episode?
Ethan is.
Ethan's here. John. Anthony. And you.
And who's, okay, Gage. Gage.
Yeah.
And then Shane's here, of course. He's the one that yells.
Fuck you.
Hey, so let's talk about this. Where this is Over the Top. If you guys were unaware of what show we were doing first, Over the Top,
the hottest apron. Wrestling podcast on Podcast One
under the apron.
Thursday accent. Almost lost.
Did Stone Cold throw you that one? Yep. Or shaking up over there.
Yeah, that's okay.
I hope that picks up. You know, last week you can hear the fire, the smoke
yes.
detector in the
I
episode.
Heard it. I'm sorry. It was like,
she Amber tried to burn the house down.
She burnt the coaster oven. Burning down the house.
We were having a serious talk, and John turns to Shane and goes, do you really want to check on that? Both of them are going off now. Anyway, go listen to last week's episode.
Yeah.
So let's talk, this first piece of news I have on here. Bret Hart has prostate cancer.
God damn it.
Or prostate.
What's he has prostate cancer.
Prostate cancer. I was mixing up best and prostate there.
He has prostate. The fuck's a prostate?
Episode 10. Bret Hart.
I'm not sure, Shane. Prostate is where you have
your prostate's
your
in your
breast and some nuts.
Let me just have that problem.
And that's where the confusion sets in.
Are you trying to do Bill Cosby? You look like Bill Cosby trying to explain something.
He didn't mention pudding.
But Jello pudding pop.
With a roofie in your water.
Number one wrestling pod. Bret Hart, I almost said prostate again, has prostate cancer. So, it's from what I've known, it's early detection.
Mm-hmm.
He has like a 4 out of 10 chance. This is very beatable, but it's still very scary.
Well, it's cancer. Right? Well, cancer's scary.
Obviously, I mean, cancer's cancer. Though.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Bret Hart's best moments. I'm not really a Bret Hart. Are you okay?
I'm perfect. Like, what do you want?
You look like you're about to throw up
or cry.
Okay.
Not in the heartburn. He likes upset stomach, diarrhea.
Bret Hart's best moments. Who's got one?
WrestleMania 12.
Bret Hart versus Stone Cold.
Stone Cold was mine.
Yep, yeah. That was mine.
That's mine. That's my favorite one.
Mine's always good.
When Stone Cold was profusely bleeding when he was getting
passed out, yep.
Yeah, even though Stone Cold lost that
when he
match.
Was getting figure
the,
four.
The double turn.
Yeah, so.
The sharpshooter.
Same thing.
No, big difference.
No, it's same
what did
thing.
You say?
He said the figure four.
Close
you
enough.
Figure it's a standing figure
back.
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anyway, so yours is the Shawn Michaels match.
Yeah, because that's the first WrestleMania I ever watched.
That's a close second.
That's such a long match, though. I'm going to get you a coaster.
Yeah,
so
but it's worth
it. Again.
It was a good match.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like, if you listen to them talk, they hit, like, they try to time it out, and they hit every spot as they looked, and they were perfect. He says the best match he's ever wrestled.
Who, Hart or Shawn?
Both. Because yeah, okay. They were spot on.
I still like the Stone Cold match.
I do, too, because I like Stone Cold, but, I mean, he's going to be more famous and remembered for the Stone Cold because of Austin.
Is he more famous and remembered for the Stone Cold match, the Iron Man match, or the Screwjob?
Oh, the Screwjob.
All
okay.
The above.
Well, there you go.
But
does that kind of wipe out his accomplishments then?
No.
No. He was just a pompous prick and wouldn't drop the belt.
Ooh.
Mm.
You don't do business, they're going to do business for you.
Prostate cancer, damn it.
He wouldn't do business, so they did business for him.
Kill you.
True.
Okay.
I mean, all he had to do was just take the fall. And none of that would have happened.
Take a drink.
Why did he have to take the
fall?
If Hogan wouldn't have taken the fall. Would they done the same to Hogan?
Oh, Hogan took a fail. fall.
We can't talk today.
No, it's your fault. You started that.
Shane started the episode wrong.
Fell, fall, rest date. It's all messed up.
Episode 10.
So, I mean, anything else Bret Hart, though, we could think of? Any of his WCW time?
I mean, he was boring on the mic.
He said the same thing over and over. Didn't everybody, though?
I was going to say, didn't Gage want to talk about good points of Bret Hart?
Sorry.
Yeah, fuck you, Shane.
I think he's terrible on the mic. He sucked everything he did. Fucking hate the guy. Thanks, Shane.
I've never...
Happy cancer.
I mean, outside of those two matches, I have no desire to watch anything Bret Hart was associated with.
Ever?
Ever.
Even like his tag team stuff, the whole Hart family thing, anything? Mm-mm. I'm on the same
page. Oh, I liked watching him feud with Owen. That was always cool.
That just showed Owen was better.
I know. But I still liked watching it. Oh, yeah. Him wrestling Yokozuna was the stupidest thing in the world.
Yoko's leg was as big as Bret Hart.
I know.
Don't stop.
No, I'm good. I'm just pulling it. That's fine. This one's weighing it down. The cord is what causes the computer to crash.
Do you feel Bret Hart was right place, right time? Hogan left, Savage, they all left, and they had nobody else.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Capitalized on that.
And then when things started to go upwards, he's like, no, I don't want to do that.
But you can't blame him for being in the right place at the right time.
Michaels was, too.
Right.
I mean,
I think they all kind of were.
Shawn Michaels was champion during the worst TV reigns WWE ever had. Worse than they have now.
No, this is every week. This is good. I'm going to set up a camera in here. I'm going to face cam this then eventually.
Face cam?
Face cam?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a thing. That's not
right. Okay.
You were like,
no, I was just checking.
But I mean,
make sure you're on top.
Other than those, you take out those three things in his career, what's memorable about it? He's a good worker. Put on good matches, but he was pretty stale.
His theme songs were memorable. His glasses are cool.
Yeah. He gave the glasses to little kids.
It's like the same glasses you get when you get your eyes dilated at the eye doctor.
Yep.
It's the same thing except purple.
Pretty much.
I think Ron Rivera wore some glasses like that.
Okay.
Just this past year for breast cancer, they were big pink glasses.
Who?
I think it was Ron Rivera.
Oh. I want to see that.
I'll look it up.
I think it was.
Anything else, Bret Hart, before we move on? Okay, let's talk about Raw.
We'll talk about Raw, but I'm going to look up that picture.
I like the way they started.
So what was the beginning? Was the beginning Brock Lesnar?
It was Lesnar and Heyman, okay. And they started talking, and then Ambrose came out to confront Lesnar.
And didn't Ambrose get his ass kicked?
At the end of the show, he got his ass kicked.
At the end of the show?
Yeah, he walked out. Yeah. He said what he had to say about, take me to Suplex City.
So is this basically them making it look like Ambrose and Lesnar?
Yeah.
Well, Ambrose and Lesnar have a shot?
Yeah.
Because didn't Lesnar stare down Triple H on the show at one point?
In the locker room.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Triple H showed up.
So there's a...
pretty much called him this big old softy.
Oh, yeah. After they did a whole storyline where Brock was unbeatable and he broke my arms, everybody at Triple H knew... Yeah. Like, he's a big... Yeah, they just flipped the script. They're like, oh, you know what? Forget all that. Don't worry about anything like that guy. I didn't put Lesnar over. Whatever.
To be a wrestling fan, you have to have, like, a three-month memory. After 3 months, reboot. Because they're going to change everything.
Well, if they pander to kids, I guess they can, get away with that.
Yeah, because kids are dumb.
Whoa!
They're gullible.
Well...
You're going to believe anything they tell them.
Can that be the title of it?
They're not dumb, Shane. No. They're
kids
dumb.
Kids are dumb.
That's why they're kids.
Kids are dumb.
John's got kids. His kids aren't dumb.
Yeah, he's agreeing they're not. So I was waiting for one of those, but I didn't know. I didn't know.
Way to go, Shane.
Sorry.
Okay, so past that, so that point is making it look like Lesnar and Ambrose could go over. Where's Reigns at on the show?
About fifth segment, him and Ambrose were backstage looking at the belt that was sitting in a case in Stephanie McMahon's office.
Of course.
Then she put him in a tag match against New Day to end the show.
Okay.
And that's when Lesnar came out and beat the holy hell out of everybody.
Okay.
Oh, that's what I didn't get that for.
It ended with Ambrose getting F5 and Lesnar standing there staring at him.
Oh, yeah, because Ambrose said, take me to Suplex City.
Oh, so he's doing the whole, I'm crazy, check me out.
He says the Iron Man of WWE.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but he does not do that crazy role well at all.
You think so?
Not as a face.
No.
He needs to be a heel for it to really work.
I don't even think he could do it then. The guy's not bad,
they need to let him do what he was doing on the indie scene. That was good.
What was he doing there?
It was kind of the same character, but a lot more off the cuff. Now you can see it's like...
Like when he told McFoley, I'm going to kill your family. Like that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah, well, when they drop the PG rating, maybe that'll happen, but...
That part's never...
You got happen. It! Sure won't.
It's always going to be parental guidance suggested.
So, speaking of heel face turns, Sasha Banks comes out, talks about, oh, I'm leaving Team Bad, I'm going on to bigger and better things. And everyone's like, oh, we're so happy for you, you know, Sasha Banks, you're off and you're doing your thing, go get your title. Everything seemed fine. They have a match with Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks versus Becky Lynch, and Team Bad.
Team, I'll watch this part. It was okay. Pretty good.
Team Bad turns their back on Sasha Banks and kicks her ass, turning Sasha face, basically.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we had talked about a little bit. Is that going to work?
Yeah, because people want to cheer for her. Okay. Whether her character of, you know, being a badass bitch is face or not, people want to cheer for her. People want to cheer for her.
Not Ron Rivera.
You were close. Right there.
Close.
Yeah. Those look nothing like what Bret Hart wears. Well, he had a pair that did.
We were trying to give him credit, Shane.
We wanted him to try.
You know, he was being relevant.
See you guys later. I'm new. I'm not welcome here anymore.
Where's baby Carlos?
Yeah, you might as well. I won't be coming back anymore.
I was just stating a...
I won't be back.
Fuck you, Shane.
You guys are nice. I just had to, like...
I won't be back anymore. It was nice knowing you guys. Thanks for the views.
Apologize.
No. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, back. Anyway, so right now we've got Becky and Sasha going at it. So we got
no,
two.
You don't.
What do we have?
Charlotte. Oh yeah. Well yeah. I guess for now. Sorry.
Am I gonna put you outside the room?
Where was Charlotte yesterday?
Charlotte. She
she had a match with the Bella Twins.
Yeah.
See. Not with Becky and Sasha.
No, but I'm on the flip side. I'm talking. We're
you
talking.
Know where I was going with.
No, I don't.
No, yes, you were wrong.
Yes, you do.
You were
shut
wrong.
Up, Shane.
That match was completely wrong.
Damn, Shane.
I meant to
see how it makes him feel.
Mm-hmm. I start episode 11 saying 10.
Equally wrong.
True.
Calling people out like that.
Yep.
So we have.
Don't all look like Bret Hart sunglasses.
Basically, basically a Becky Sasha number one contender scuffle there. I mean, I. And then on the flip side, we've got Brie Bella and Charlotte for the title on Fastlane. Do we get the number one contender match at the same time?
No, that'll be on Raw. We're not putting two divas matches.
Because we have like 8 weeks after that Fastlane to Mania. So where do we go? Does Brie have a shot at the title?
About as good as Nikki does.
About as good as Nikki does.
Yeah.
He's in a hospital bed. So
right.
None.
Broken neck. Broken neck.
Thanks, Kurt Angle. Let's So what happens with the Divas Championship? I've seen a lot of people think that this is still going to be a triple threat. Are we still thinking that's going to happen?
Probably, because they want to get them on the show.
Battle Royale.
Oh, God.
Like every other year? Yeah. Or put them in a tag match. What's that?
I said with cheese.
With cheese.
Pudding.
Pulp Fiction. It was close. It was close.
Yeah.
Pudding.
What else happened on Raw? AJ Styles?
Yeah. John? AJ
Styles.
John's not paying attention.
Not at all.
Miz TV. AJ Styles was. I don't even know if you call it interview.
Okay.
It was supposed to be an interview.
He wouldn't even let him talk.
Nope.
And then he pretty much calls him out and says that he's not going to make it in the big time without his guidance. And that, I think, upset AJ Styles.
Without the Miz's guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Miz offered to take him under his wing and show him the ropes.
Maybe AJ being a face.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not really... He just...
He got the face...
There now.
He got the face pop because he was... He debuted.
Okay. And he just beat shit out of Miz. I love AJ.
I didn't realize he was so, like, country accent.
Southern. Oh, yeah. You ever watch him in TNA?
It's been a while.
Ethan's the only one that watched TNA.
Yeah,
that's true.
We don't really condone...
Yeah, I did. I did a lot. Because everything I loved was in TNA when I started watching it. They had Raven and Rhino and all the ECW guys that sucked, but I still love. It's okay.
You're easy to impress.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, anything else from Raw that it's kind of a slow week for us, wrestling-wise.
I didn't get to see the New Day match. I didn't make any out of sleep.
Have you heard AJ Styles?
Yeah, I meant to watch that.
Entrance music?
Yeah, it's a DMX song. What, are you going to play it?
Mm-hmm.
Be careful, Shane. You're going to play some copyrighted music on the show.
What you do there. Hey, give them credit for it.
They're going to
shut us
down.
You're
getting sued. Not me.
Yeah, I got nothing but debt, so I can sue me.
They're going
to
sue you.
Well, then good. We can add to it.
Yeah.
Play whatever you want.
It's easier to make a hole deeper. How much of this we're gonna listen to?
Right, the whole thing.
20 seconds?
About 15.
There's 15.
Right, now fuck it.
That's all it
says. They don't want none.
Yeah. I guess nobody wants none of AJ Styles.
It's like a remix of Ain't No Sunshine with DMX. That's where like the inspiration comes from. Yeah, there you go.
How many guys are coming over from TNA?
Just
AJ and Aries.
Aries. Samoa Joe is already over.
Mm-hmm. Well, Samoa Joe was a jobber a long time ago.
Yeah, he was in NXT now.
Oh, I know. I don't remember who they wrestled.
They gave him they gave him a hefty contract.
Who?
Styles.
Really?
Yeah. He's making, I think it was $600,000. Like you look at that, and like Ziggler, he only makes like $900,000. They only have like seven guys on the roster that make over $1 million yet. Well, that are actually active three.
That's a bummer.
Oh, and do you see Sonny's pornos finally up? You can watch it now.
That's a thing? That is a thing.
You didn't realize? Yeah.
Yeah, because you said it to her.
She wore her fucking Hall of Fame ring in the porno.
Did she?
That's what it said.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm Googling it, so I'll just get ready for that. Oh my god. See.
And this is what we do.
See if there's a link to that.
This is wrestling related.
It's true.
Should I click on the link that says blacksportsonline.com?
No, I would not do that. No.
Tori Wilson was offered the same amount of money from Vince.
Oh, God. Is that going to be it?
I'd rather watch that. I'm not going to lie. Is she still married to Billy Kidman?
No, she divorced him back in 08.
Oh, God damn. I'm way behind.
Down to the year.
I read it in the article.
Yeah. He looked it up yesterday.
Really worried about Billy Kidman.
I am.
You're bigger than Billy Kidman.
They only gave her $100,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
That seems so
She's
low.
She's struggling. What's her day job?
Online sex chats.
Oh.
She charges like $15 an hour.
$15 an hour? That's low, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of low. Like, I don't know what the amount is.
Can we find out?
What could you do in an hour for $15?
I don't know.
A lot. Oh my god, is this a
promo for
it? Hold
down a normal job.
Did you find it?
I think I found a teaser. Yeah. Oh no, this is the weird one, because I've seen this. Yeah, no, that's not her. That's not the one. That's they do this, and then they put some old girl in there. It's not her. Did you find it? Because if you find it, it's going to be easier than moving this computer. Yeah, even though it's a laptop.
That's her. That looks like it's from the 80s.
Yeah, is it the girl in the pink?
No.
Oh, is this it? Oh, God. I'm afraid to click on anything.
Yeah, I'd be scared of this.
Yeah, you're going to crash your computer.
Good thing ad blocker's on. Oh, yeah, last time we looked up porn, it did crash the computer.
How many times has that happened? Has it
Oh.
China, Xbox.
Well, China's kind of like two.
That's true.
Yeah, and Xbox.
Yeah, but both the women that have done it, they just do sunny side up, inside the ass. That's all they did. That's hers. A night in China was her getting up the ass, and that's what Sunny's is.
That's not what anal means, Shane.
I'm just telling you what.
Sunny's not up to how I eat eggs, man.
That's what it's fucking called.
I don't even want breakfast now. You just ruined everything for
That's
me.
What it's called.
It's just so sad. I ain't never heard that in my damn life.
That's what her porno's called.
How you want it, baby?
No, sunny it's not called. Up. It's not. It's sunny side up through the back door. That's the anal part. Idiot.
Yeah, in through the back door.
Her
the one with the pink's the one you found, right?
Yeah, that's not her.
That girl, she looks like she's 800 pounds.
Yeah, it's not her. Don't
Which was that?
Don't use that one.
So sad.
This website's just slowing my computer down. Just rely on the phone over there.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Shit. It says it's available, so if you're 18 or older or lying on the internet, go look it up.
I'm going to strongly suggest you be 18 or older.
Yeah, there you go. We're explicitly marked anyway on iTunes. Kind of.
Kind of?
Yeah, because we're marked explicitly everywhere, but iTunes doesn't recognize us as explicit for some reason. Which we definitely are, and I totally was like, hey, we're explicit on our podcast. Make sure you have that little red mark next to our podcast. It's not there.
It's there.
It's there on the phone. It's not there on the app, on the computer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is where you'd think it would be.
Right. Yeah.
But it's not. Whatever. I mean, if you listen to 5 minutes of the show, you know we're explicit.
Yep.
That's true.
Or less. Anything else? We're at 20 minutes.
Did Divas still matter? Is that a, I mean, you all were talking about it earlier, and I don't watch
Divas matter more now. I mean, they're definitely way, come a long way.
Yeah. With.
Because I don't pay that much attention. Because when I saw Ric Flair's daughter wrestle, I wanted to shoot myself in the face.
Well, she's the champ.
I know, and she's garbage.
Sasha Banks is really good.
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch is really good.
That's the thing. They hire just athletic, pretty girls.
Yeah, but the new influx isn't like that. Sasha, Becky, not. Charlotte, Bayley.
That was half the reason I was drawn to TNA.
But actually, at the same time, Eva Marie is terrible. And she's going to be the face of the Divas division, whether we want her to be or not, even if she can't wrestle. Eva Marie. She's related to The Rock.
The Bella Twins knockout, are still...
But she can't wrestle for shit.
Yeah. They're still... They got the show and all that. But when it comes to the product, you have four or five, maybe.
Sasha.
Who?
Sasha, Charlotte, Becky, Paige, Bayley.
Bayley. Okay, Nikki can also wrestle.
Yeah,
as much as you might not think she can, she can.
She has got a lot better.
I see more botched shit with Divas than I have.
That's about it. Because you
always.
Because you have a handful that can, and they get put in the ring with the rest that can't, and it just, it's
fucking
horrible.
Get rid of them.
Well, no, here's
hell,
the main roster problem is why you see botches is because when they're going to put on big shows, they're going to have let the guys use the ring time. They're going to get them the opportunity to fill up space so their matches look great. The girls aren't getting the same ring time on the main roster.
And that's why
on NXT, they have the Performance Center where they're at. They can be in the ring whenever they want. They have total, like, super divided time between shows. The girls have a chance to be in ring working with each other.
They main
better.
Evented a NXT pay-per-view.
They main evented that NXT.
They used the main event TNA stuff, too.
You would love
that
NXT.
Was a good match.
Yeah, the 30-minute
match. I don't
match.
Know if I would.
Yeah.
Was that one NXT?
That match was
good. Yeah,
no, you were on Tough Enough.
Oh, that's
now you're the fat slob that can't make it on NXT.
Hey, we don't need the first one.
ZZ is bad.
I don't know if you know, but I'm also
Soon as it's gonna be him, he's gonna run this thing somehow.
Hey guys, it's me, Shane. I'm joined by
Baby Carlos.
Fat slob in the corner, Baby Carlos.
So that's what the coach called ZZ one day. Was a fat slob. Get the fuck out of my ring. Is exactly what he said to his face.
That seems a little harsh.
Was it Albert?
No, it wasn't Albert.
Damn it.
He had a room talk.
Was there an episode of Ride Along last night?
I haven't looked.
Damn it.
That's a good show. It's hilarious.
If there was, I'm going to go home and watch it.
Okay. Well, I only want it if New Day's on there every week.
Did you watch the first episode?
Yeah, I watched the first episode.
Fucking, this is fucking broke.
I died.
Fuck this show.
Is that what you were telling me about?
Yeah, Xavier Woods' PS4 fell out of the back of the car and smacked the ground.
Bobby,
he got so upset.
He
has a gaming channel on YouTube.
Up, up,
and
down,
he,
down.
Yeah, he records on YouTube, and his PS4 fell out of the truck. And
at least it was in its
carrying. He was like, fuck this show. I'm not doing it anymore.
Wow.
Anything else to add to the podcast? The episode?
Yeah.
What's coming up?
Fastlane's in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Past that, filler.
5 weeks till Mania.
John, I think you typed Fastlane on Facebook.
That's all right.
You can edit things on Facebook.
Lane line.
Well, okay. Sorry, I'm too late now.
That's all I'm
go change it to landline or okay. Something.
Yeah. Landline.
Mainline.
Mainline.
BP oil spill. Change it to that. That'll be relevant. That'll get us clicks. All right. Well, that's everything. Bye, everybody.
Later.
See ya.